This is the Georgia Health Report, a weekly breakdown of the latest health stories from around the state. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. The recently released City Health Dashboard tracked 36 measures of health for the 500 largest cities in the U.S., including 11 in Georgia. So what sort of measures were they tracking?
They tracked anything from education and poverty levels to chronic disease rates like obesity and diabetes and even the walkability of cities, whether they have enough sidewalks for people to get out and walk. They don't rank cities. Like, you don't see like Atlanta number 85th or something like that, but they give a roadmap for cities to take a look at in terms of what they're doing well and then what they need to improve on.
So the report doesn't rank cities, but are there any health factors that stood out for any of our Georgia cities?
I think one of the big issues in Georgia across the state, but including these cities, is the number of kids that are living in poverty. In Albany, which is in southwest Georgia, almost 50% of the kids live in poverty. In Athens, it's almost 40%. In Atlanta, it's 38%. And what that means is these kids don't get the same head start as kids in more affluent areas. Their access to healthy foods is not as good. Their ability to go to parks to exercise is not as good. And so they start out behind in terms of their health and also their education. And there's a lot of room that they have to make up in order to get to a really good health level.
Some of the affluent cities that were included in the report had some concerns as well, didn't they?
Well, three of the Georgia cities that stood out in terms of really good rankings are Sandy Springs, Roswell, and Johns Creek. And they had much less uninsured people. They had lower levels of premature deaths, and they had lower levels of chronic disease such as diabetes. But it was interesting, their walkability levels are really poor. And in fact, in Johns Creek, they had poor access to healthy food.
So some of these issues that you've brought up, walkability, rates of chronic disease, poverty, these are systemic issues, maybe not something that a city government itself can take care of just on its own. So are these types of reports still helpful if it's something that a city would need some state or even federal level help overcoming?
Cities can focus on certain things, like, let's say, smoking. Some cities have developed real strong indoor air quality rules and laws to prevent smoking indoors, and that's something that cities can do. But you're right, there are measures that, if they're going to be addressed, need to be addressed at the federal level and the state level.
So if a city is curious to see how they performed on this health dashboard, where can they find it?
So it's cityhealthdashboard.com where people can look. And one other measure that they should look at is the level of premature deaths. That shows that something is not going right in that particular area.
Great. All important information. Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.